Hola, espero que estés de lo mejor. El día de hoy aprenderemos 15 frases que los hablantes nativos utilizan todos los días y que harán que tu inglés suene genial. Este tipo de frases son muy comunes escucharlas por las calles, en películas, series y hasta en canciones. No solo son comunes en inglés, sino también en español. Si te gustan este tipo de clases, me ayudarías mucho comentando y compartiendo para que sigamos creciendo en esta gran familia. Sin ti, esto no sería posible. Una vez dicho esto, ahora sí, comencemos con la clase. Nuestra primera frase es: What's the catch?
What's the catch?
What's the catch?
So what's the catch?
What's the catch?
What's the catch?
What's the catch? Esta frase significa ¿cuál es el truco? Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos dicen algo muy bueno para ser verdad y queremos saber qué nos están escondiendo.
What's the catch?
What's the catch?
So what's the catch?
What's the catch?
What's the catch?
Nuestra segunda frase es same old, same old.
Oh, same old, same old.
Me, you know, same old, same old.
Same old, same old, you know.
No. Same old, same old.
Gamma rays, pollution, same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Esta frase significa lo mismo de siempre. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando nos preguntan cómo estamos y queremos expresar que nos ha ido igual que como normalmente nos va.
Oh, same old, same old.
Me, you know, same old, same old.
Same old, same old, you know.
No. Same old, same old.
Gamma rays, pollution, same old, same old.
Nuestra tercera frase es, beats me.
That's Bernie's sister, ain't it? Beats me.
What's up? Beats me.
How would she go for him?
Beats me. Well, he's very articulate.
Beats me.
You know why we're here?
Beats me.
Beats me. Esta frase significa ni idea. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos dicen algo a lo que no sabemos una respuesta o no lo entendemos. Como por ejemplo si nos llegaran a decir ¿por qué tu amigo se mudó a otro país? Y nosotros contestamos ni idea.
That's Bernie's sister, ain't it? Beats me.
What's up? Beats me.
How would she go for him?
Beats me. Well, he's very articulate.
Beats me.
You know why we're here?
Beats me.
Nuestra cuarta frase es, you can say that again.
You can say that again? Those cocksuckers!
You can say that again.
Say that again.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I guess you can say that again.
You can say that again. Esta frase significa, tienes toda la razón. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando alguien nos dice algo que es cierto. En español sería como puedes decirlo de nuevo, como dando a entender que estás en lo correcto.
You can say that again. Those cocksuckers.
You can say that again.
Say that again.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I guess you can say that again.
Nuestra quinta frase es just say the word.
Just say the word, don't come and get you.
You know, if you just say the word, I won't come back neither.
So just say the word.
You just say the word and we're with you.
Say the word, Stu.
Two!
Just say the word. Esta frase significa solo dilo. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando alguien está dando vueltas a un asunto y ya quieres que diga de una vez por todas lo que te tiene que decir.
Just say the word, don't come and get you.
You know, if you just say the word, I won't come back neither.
So just say the word.
You just say the word and we're with you.
Say the word, Stu.
Two!
Nuestra sexta frase es, I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it.
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 You, sir, are a horse's ass.
I don't buy it. Esta frase significa no me lo creo, y normalmente lo usamos cuando alguien nos dice algo que no nos convence. En español sería como, no te compro la idea o no te lo compro.
No, I don't buy it.
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 You, sir, are a horse's ass.
Nuestra séptima frase es, no doubt about it.
I left no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Pushy bloke. No doubt about it.
I tell you, there is a war coming. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Anna is like my sister.
No doubt about it. Esta frase significa sin lugar a dudas y comúnmente la usamos cuando estamos totalmente seguros de algo que nos preguntan.
Maggie left no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Pushy bloke. No doubt about it.
I tell you, there is a war coming. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Anna is like my sister.
Nuestra octava frase es... Call it a day.
Just be a nice guy. Call it a day.
Oh, hey.
Let's call it a day.
Look, I actually was about to call it a day.
And we'll call it a day.
Why don't we just call it a day?
Call it a day. Esta frase significa terminar, y normalmente lo usamos cuando damos por terminado una actividad durante el día, como cuando terminas tu jornada de trabajo y dices, está terminado.
Just be a nice guy. Call it a day.
Oh, hey.
Let's call it a day.
Look, I actually was about to call it a day.
And we'll call it a day.
Why don't we just call it a day?
Nuestra novena frase es... Don't mention it.
Thanks. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. No, seriously. Don't mention it.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Thank you. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. Esta frase significa ni lo menciones. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos dan las gracias acerca de algo y quieres expresar que no hay problema por ello. Es otra forma de decir de nada.
Thanks. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. No, seriously. Don't mention it.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Thank you. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
Nuestra décima frase es... Easy does it.
Sue, easy does it. Yep. Here's another one. Right, easy does it. Take your time.
Easy does it. Esta frase significa con calma y normalmente lo usamos cuando queremos decirle a alguien que haga alguna actividad con más tranquilidad o cuando nos aconsejan que hagamos algo con cuidado. Por ejemplo, si estuviéramos cargando una caja de vasos de vidrio, nos podrían decir con calma o con cuidado.
Sue, easy does it.
Frase número 11 es It's on me.
It's on me. You got your 2 weeks. Get it done.
Okay, it's on me.
You sure?
Just take a trip somewhere. It's on me.
No, it's on me. Don't worry about lunch. It's on me.
It's on me. Esta frase significa yo invito y comúnmente lo usamos cuando vamos a pagar la cuenta de un restaurante o de alguna compra de alguien más.
It's on me. You got your 2 weeks. Get it done.
Okay, it's on me.
You sure?
Just take a trip somewhere. It's on me.
No, it's on me. Don't worry about lunch. It's on me.
Nuestra frase número 12 es That's for sure.
It isn't easy, that's for sure.
And that's for sure.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
You never will. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Esta frase significa eso seguro. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando estamos totalmente seguros de que algo va a ocurrir o pasar.
It isn't easy, that's for sure.
And that's for sure.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
You never will. That's for sure.
Nuestra frase número 13 es How wonderful.
This is Peter Pan. How wonderful.
How wonderful. I want to hear all about it.
How wonderful. How wonderful.
I just wanted to say how wonderful you are.
How wonderful.
How wonderful. Esta frase significa qué maravilloso y comúnmente lo usamos cuando algo es increíble.
This is Peter Pan. How wonderful.
How wonderful. I want to hear all about it.
How wonderful. How wonderful.
I just wanted to say how wonderful you are.
How wonderful.
Nuestra frase número 14 es Be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
No, I'll be seeing you.
Be seeing you, Dan.
I'll be seeing you, Charlie Wake.
Be seeing you, Birdie.
Be seeing you. Esta frase significa nos estamos viendo y normalmente lo usamos cuando le decimos a alguien más que nos estaremos viendo con frecuencia.
Be seeing you.
No, I'll be seeing you.
Be seeing you, Dan.
I'll be seeing you, Charlie Wake.
Be seeing you, Birdie.
Nuestra frase número 15 es Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
Man.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, tell me about it.
Tell me about it. Esta frase significa dímelo a mí y comúnmente lo usamos cuando queremos que alguien nos cuente acerca de algo en específico. También puede interpretarse como dime o cuéntame.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
Man.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Eso ha sido todo por la clase del día de hoy. No olvides dejar tu like y tu comentario. Cada semana hay clases nuevas con las que podrás aprender inglés totalmente gratis. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.